two patients here. First patient, Juan Quintana, last name spelled Quintana. Date of birth 1/1/14. Date of service 11/2/22. This is an 8-year-old young man. Mom brings him in with the complaint of cough, congestion, also vomited a few times, body aches, also ear pain. Patient has had these symptoms for several days now. He's here for evaluation. There is no diarrhea. There's no activity intolerance. Fevers have not been very high. Today, in our office, it is 99.6, period, new paragraph. No issues with bowel movements or urination, period, new paragraph. Eating habit has been somewhat diminished as well, but he takes fluids well, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 121/76, pulse 113, respiration 16, temperature 99.6, oxygenation 95%, current weight 136, allergies none, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history lives with mom, dad, and siblings. Labs today include a flu test, which was negative. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, mildly obese. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema is visualized. Canals are grossly clear. Oral pharyngeal area, mild erythema. Oral mucosa, moist. Neck, soft. No thyromyoglobinomasses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs, clear to auscultation. Abdomen, soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam, unremarkable. Assessment and plan, acute otitis media. Amoxicillin 400 per 5 ml, 10 ml POBID times 10 days, number 200 ml, period, new paragraph. Cough, Bromfed DM, 7.5 ml, 4 times daily PRN cough. number 180 ml, period, new paragraph. He used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Return to the clinic or call if not improving. Period, new paragraph. Next patient, Cynthia Aguilar, spelled A-G-U-I-L-A-R, date of birth 5/6/10, date of service 11/2/22. This is a 12-year-old female patient. Complaint of headache, cough, congestion, some intermittent ear pain as well. No real abdominal pain. She maintains her normal bowel and bladder function as usual. A complete review of systems was done with the mom as well as the patient. No additional concern was voiced. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure 106/56, pulse 85, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, oxygenation 100%, allergies, no known drug allergies. Period, new paragraph, this patient verbalizes symptoms started 3 or 4 days ago. Period, new paragraph, symptoms are better with rest, worse on any activities. Period, new paragraph, current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history, negative for any secondhand smoke. Lives with mom, dad, and siblings. Labs today include a flu test, which was negative. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. No distress. H-E-E-N-T. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears do show bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Left is worse than right. Oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous. No strawberry tongue. Oral mucosa is moist. Neck is soft. No thyromyoglobinomasses. No lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of this exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Otitis media, bilateral. Amoxicillin, 875 POBID, 10 days, number 20. Period, new paragraph. Cough. Bromfed DM, 10 ml, 4 times daily PRN cough, number 180 ml, period, new paragraph. This patient is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and they will return to clinic or call me if not improving.